Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Dana Flightman, the host of Pun DMV.
And
Chris White, the Director of Creative Marketing for the DC Improv.
And it's coming to DC Improv. It's Pun DMV. I love your Run DMC logo, by the way. And it's on Wednesday night, August 14th. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So you organized this thing when? What year are we in now?
It started in early 2016 was when we started doing fun contests at the Improv. So this would be year three, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, three or four. Yeah.
How has it grown in terms of people? Do they have to submit? Or I guess we should, might as well just get into that. How do they participate in it?
There's a couple ways people can participate. We generally look for people online. We post the notices about the show. We say we're looking for people to prepare some pun routines. And then it's also, there's a component of the show where anyone who shows up and has a ticket, there's an event where they can get on stage if they sign up in time when they get to the club. So we kind of have, at this point, a pretty healthy list of people who are interested in participating and have participated in the past. But there's always new people coming out of the woodwork. Whenever this is advertised, everyone knows somebody who loves puns, and they always flag them on it, and they always try to recruit them and shove them on stage. So we always, always have new people coming forward to participate.
Yeah. That's how I found out about it. My wife and I are notorious pun makers, and our friend was like, you have to cover this. So there you go. How many years have you been there from the start?
I've been there from the start hosting. I love puns, and I do stand-up comedy, so it's so much fun. And in terms of how it's grown, I mean, we started the DC Improv has a lounge and a main room. The lounge seats, what, like up to 70-ish?
About 60, yeah.
60-ish. And the main room seats 275.
Yep.
And at one point, Chris was like, let's try it in the main room. And we're like, we'll see. You know, it sells out every time. So we're almost sold out already for next Wednesday because DC loves puns. And puns love DC. So definitely it's a fun thing to check out. And it's grown a lot, I think.
That's awesome. All right. So let's go into sort of the how it works here. So you mentioned that people can prepare a pun routine and bring it in. What are we looking for here?
Well, there's two events at Pun DMV. The first one, we call it the freestyle because Pun DMV, of course. You got to go with the Run DMC thing as far as you can, let it go.
And you have to wear Adidas.
And you do. You have to wear Adidas and large gold chains and preferably a tracksuit. Yeah. We're very strict about the dress code.
Three stripes and you're out.
Yeah. We're actually all wearing that in the studio right now. I know you can't see us, but yeah, we made everyone in the office wear Adidas.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But the freestyle event is the one where people prepare their material in advance. It's usually like a 2 or 3 minute speech. They can decide whatever the speech is about, and then they pick a pun theme. So they might do all their puns based on, say, the United States presidents, or fish, or trees. It's really up to them what they pick, but it has to be about 2-3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes tops. So they're preparing that in advance. They usually have a couple of months to work on it. That's
awesome.
The first part of the show.
Okay, and before we get to the second part, what is year in, year out, you've seen it. What is so gloriously hilarious about watching those, just watching what the hell people have come up with? They're bringing it in to you.
Yeah, it's awesome because people are very creative. I get to do some puns at the top of the show too, and it's like the more bizarre and corny, the happier the audience becomes. So for example, I did puns on dessert, and I remember I was telling this story in the monologue, and I said, you know, this guy left, and I was like, come back, lava.
Oh my God.
Baklava. People were feeling it. And I was like, I was also deserted. You know, and people, it just.
You're just trying to have your cake and eat it too.
I like what you did there. I like what you did. But yeah, you know, the more kind of ridiculous they get, and people get rowdy. Like, these are 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. And I'm like, calm down. And people are like, I will not. People cheer, people clap. Like, people get really, really hyped for a pun, so it's really fun to see.
Yeah, and laughter's just the icing on the cake. So I guess what's the second part?
The second part is called the tournament. That's the kind of the free-for-all event. Basically, if you have a ticket and you show up at the club in time to sign up before the list is full, you can get up and participate and perform on stage. That is basically, we take 4 or 5 people, we get them on stage at the same time. Dana prepares some topics in advance, people draw them out of a hat, and then you have to go really quick. Just come up with a quick pun on the spot. You keep going, and basically, if you can't keep up, if you can't come up with a good pun, if you take too long to get a pun, you're kicked out. And we start to eliminate people, wind it down, and after about an hour, we have a pun tournament champion.
So you're going back and forth, how many are in stage competing at that time?
When the event starts, it's usually 4 or 5 people on stage, and then it gets narrowed down to eventually the final match is a one person versus one person head-to-head matchup.
Yeah. Okay. Now, definitely don't spoil what's going to be what they draw out of a hat this year, but just to give us a sense, past years, what were some of the topics that they would draw?
I think animals are popular, so in general and as topic. So
yeah, in general.
Yeah, like animals are cool. So it might be like mammals or fish. It's actually a little bit of an art to figure out the right topics because you want it to be specific enough that it's a challenge, but not so specific it becomes trivia, right? Where it's like, oh, if you can't think of all the presidents, you're out. Because it's not a trivia game. It's a pun game. So it's actually a little bit hard to find that balance, I think. So I might do plants or outer space or medicine or finances. So something that's a bigger enough category, specific enough, but also big enough, I guess. So,
So let's say, examples. For instance, let's say you say animals, then they go around the four or five people on stage just taking turns. Is that how it goes?
Correct. One after the other. They just go, just in an order, and they just keep looping it around until as people are eliminated, they drop out. Yeah.
Okay. And then the winner, moves on to another round or they win?
Yep. It's a 3-round tournament. So the winner, after each one, there's a quarterfinals, semifinals, and then a finals. It takes about an hour to do the whole thing.
Awesome. So, yeah. And so what does the winner of that competition get? Is there a prize?
Cold, hard cash. Insane amounts of money worthy of any pun contest. Also $100.
That's an insane amount of money.
I'd say it's mostly the satisfaction of winning. I'd say that's the biggest gift of all. And the true winner is always the viewer, of course.
100%.
But it's, I always, when people get nervous and they say, should I do it? Should I not do it? I'm always like, well, the stakes are quite low. you're going to be okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. People are very supportive. So I'd say it's more about the fun and the experience and the glory than the prize. Though, of course, we all like money, too. So
yeah. Well, $100 isn't bad at all.
No, not for telling horrible jokes on a Wednesday night, in a basement. I'd say that's a pretty sweet prize.
Yeah. Pretty much my goals.
You're just going with the Benjamins so that they don't have to remember the presidents because he's not quite the president. Speaking, you're the founding father of this. So that's $100 for the rapid fire one. What about for the monologue one?
Is same that price. Also $100 for either one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And again, everlasting glory. You get a very nice video out of it from the improv as well. You get to stay, bragging rights to all your friends, and we put it on our Instagram and all that sort of stuff. I don't think people are in this for the money.
Yeah.
I really think they're in it just to. Yeah.
These are artists. These are artists, and they're in it for the art of puns.
Puns are an art.
Absolutely.
Do you remember who are the winners from past years?
Oh, we have.
You said Everlasting Glory, so you better have their names.
Well, we do this about four times a year, basically once a season. So there's a different winner for each event for each night. So we've had a lot of great winners. There's a lady named Erica Etten, who has done a tremendous job over the years. She participates, always has a great entry, and actually finished third place in the O. Henry International Pun Off this year down in Austin, Texas, which is like the pun Super Bowl for the United States.
What?
So she placed third using a routine that she practiced at our show few days before. We've had all kinds of great guys. There's a gentleman named Logan Anbinder, who's a very, very smart guy. I think he's a college professor who shows up again and again. We've seen him do a Harry Potter rap, a 3-minute flawlessly on beat rap with nothing but Harry Potter puns. It was one of the dorkiest things you'll ever see.
Oh my God.
And it was tremendous.
Hogwarts
and all. Every Harry Potter pun you can imagine. I'm trying to think who else. There's all kinds of people. Every race, creed, and color has really given this a shot. We've had someone do Supreme Court justice puns.
States amazing.
Presidents.
We're like only in D.C. would they get huge laughs. Supreme Court justice puns. It's the most district thing I've ever seen, and I'm here for it. Yeah.
As far as memorable, the one other one that really comes to mind is there was a guy. We do kind of a spinoff event as well where you can do more than just a straight up monologue. And there's one guy named Daniel Riker who's a very interesting performer. He has a lot of different talents, and one of them is juggling. He's a great juggler. And he did a flawlessly recited from memory routine about, I think, sharp objects while juggling knives.
Whoa.
And
so you're allowed to bring props.
For some of the events, for some of the events. As long as we're sure that you're not going to kill anyone with a knife or set the building on fire, we're pretty flexible about a lot of these things. But he did not drop, I don't think he dropped anything.
No, I would have known because I was in front hosting and did not know knives were coming. And I'm like, I will die for puns, It's where at least I died doing what I love.
It's probably
judging
how you
would
have
puns.
Wanted to go, right? Yeah. I mean, that's probably how you'd want to go.
That's a good obituary,
absolutely.
Really.
Yeah.
It would have to be a pun-filled obituary.
But you couldn't have just juggled apples?
No. Knives. We have high standards at the improv,
That's so awesome. Yeah. I love it. All right, what else do we need to know about it? Tell us more about yourself, your stand-up comedian career. When did you get into it? Where'd you grow up? All that stuff.
Yeah, I grew up in the Silicon Valley area, California. I've been in D.C. for 13 years. I always joke that makes me an old timer by young professional standards. Like, I was here before the Target, you know. Been here a long time, love D.C. And so I've been performing. You know, it's a hobby of mine, but it's a serious hobby. It's a lot of fun. So D.C. is a great stand-up scene. Great stuff going on in bars, at the D.C. Improv, at the Draft House. So it's been so fun to get to host these pun contests and get to do, I do a little bit of comedy. I do some puns, and I get to also judge others' puns and tell them when their pun was a reference, not a pun. So I get paid to judge others' puns. So I've pretty much peaked professionally.
Explain that really quick. Explain that. What's the difference between a pun and a reference? Because we want people to make sure they know the difference.
Yeah, that is a really important educational point.
Yes.
So we had
a profound philosophical discussion as well.
So yeah, I always say, you know, puns, they're more of an art than a science. So some of that is the audience is groaning or lack thereof will indicate with something like a good, that was a good pun groan, or like we're not accepting that as a pun groan. So I have them practice. But for example, if the example I typically give is if the topic was outer space and someone said, you know, puns are out of this world. That's a reference that is using the topic, but it's not really a pun because you're not replacing any words. There's no real, you know what I mean? Like, it's clever and I like it, but it's not really a pun.
I see.
As if you said, you know, my Venus is huge. Like, right, that is a pun.
I gotcha.
And I'm always like, and that person can call me after the show. So all of that. And it's hard because people are thinking really quickly. So I'm like, I'm not mad at you if you do a reference, but it's not a pun. You have to be replacing a word or some kind of wordplay.
Gotcha. And all right, well, I'll ask you the same question. How long have you been at the Improv? You know, where'd you grow up? All this.
Oh, I grew up in Philadelphia. I've lived in Washington D.C. for 20 years though, and I've worked at the Improv for about 5. But I used to be a full time stand up comedian. I kind of got back into in and out of journalism as well. That's just part of why I love puns so much. I used to write a lot of headlines as a copy editor, and
congrats
puns are
to you for getting out.
Thank you. I survived. I'm here to tell my story.
Yeah.
But if you are a headline writer, the only way to keep your sanity is to have a good supply of puns at the ready, or be able to think of these things over time. I really love the Improv. It's a great venue, and I ended up marrying the the general manager of the Improv, so that certainly it affects my love of the Improv. I've been working there for 5 years, and I get to produce great events like Pun DMV, but I also do a lot of a lot of the website and marketing type stuff for the club as well. I've always loved comedy. I've loved live performance, and there's something about pun shows I would have never expected 5 years ago to tell you that this would be as much fun as it is. It's a complete surprise to me. I'm sure it's not a surprise to everybody, but it's crazy to me what a great reaction this gets. I don't know if it's the city. I don't know if it's just the art itself, but it's amazing to me the kind of response this has gotten. So
awesome. Well, we can't let you go after that answer without unpacking the whole, you know, I married the woman there. I need that juicy story. How did that happen?
Set
the scene.
So many, many years ago, the year was 1903.
Yeah, it was 2009.
I was doing actually a stand-up comedy competition at the DC Improv, and at the time, Allison was also on the show. She occasionally did stand-up comedy with the theory that, hey, I work at the club, I should try to understand what I'm dealing with, and so she would occasionally perform. And so we were on this competition together. It was, I think, March 2003. And we got to chatting at the show. We became really good friends. We did not end up dating. We were both in other relationships. But eventually, after however many years, it wound up that we were both single. And we both realized, hey, we hang out all the time. We should probably just see where this goes. And it's been fantastic. So she's now technically my boss, which is fantastic, both at home and at work.
Smart man.
But I wouldn't have it any other way. She's tremendous, yeah.
That's awesome. Before we go, should we try a pun off here? Like a random one?
Dana was destroying me.
Burning material.
No, we can try.
I'll probably be doing it wrong like you said. I'll probably make references instead
of
puns.
I won't call you out. I'll go easy on you.
That's fine. Right. That's fine. I guess we need a subject, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, how would we do this?
Why don't we just pick an easy one? Pick an animal one. That's probably the easiest thing to do. What do you think? Fish?
Sure.
Fish?
We'll do fish.
We'll try fish. Yeah.
We'll try fish.
Who starts? And how does this work?
I can start, and then we can go around.
We'll go around the table. You have, under Robert's Rules of Order, you have a few seconds to come up with a pun. Just needs to be quick, needs to be on topic. And then Dana, as the ultimate arbiter of all things pun, will let us know if we have screwed up terribly. And I'm sure she will not judge herself any less harshly than she judges you or I.
That's right. I will be fair. All right, so the topic is fish, or we can say all sea life, nautical life.
Sea life.
Okay. You know. So I can't believe I'm hearing this here today.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I don't want to carp on this, but this is a pretty corny thing to do on the air.
We're just starting, but if we were done and it was in French, it'd be fin.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice, nice.
Count? You're an old pro. Yeah.
That totally counts. Right. Yes. You know, you guys are pretty friendly. When I look out at you, I don't see an enemy.
Whoa. Nice.
I think I'm going to flounder on this. It's going to be really embarrassing.
I got nothing. Quick, help me. I'm drowning.
Reference.
Reference. Reference. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I don't
My house is underwater? Does that count?
No, that just sounds like a problem.
No, it's actually not. No, just... All right, so I'm out. So then I will be out. All right, and then you guys go.
All right, I hope
right?
You...
I guess, did I just...
Yeah,
I
guess, I'm sorry we had to tell you it was a reference. I hope you don't feel too caught out.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look on look back on this, you'll be singing a different tuna.
Ooh.
In fact, I'd say you march the tuna your own drum.
Oh, she's too good. I can't keep up. ooh.
End time. Oh, and we have a winner who is the host of the show, and that's only fitting, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
But again, was not the winner you, the listener? Of course it was.
Of course.
Because it's a lot of fun. It's
You're
a lot of fun.
Sitting there just winning right now. Listening
that's right.
To it. All right. So in closing, guys, this has been great. In closing, just who wants to take us out? Why should they come on out? They've been listening to this interview. Why should they come?
I know my thoughts. I'll go first. You go second.
Sure.
Second. All right. Here. I think puns are the perfect event for 2019, 2020, 2021. You know, I think whatever your beliefs or your political philosophy in DC, a lot of people feel tense. A lot of people feel angry about all kinds of stuff going on in the world. And this is just such goofy, dumb, escapist fun. And I mean that in the best way possible. It's just regular people. It's not all professional performers doing stuff that is so corny and so clever. You don't have to worry about the agenda. You don't have to worry about, is this okay to laugh? You don't have to worry about, am I going to be upset by the show? It is just a great way to come out and just laugh. And the responses are so genuine and so real. Then when you see people actually, like, when you're watching the tournament event, which is the kind of the spur of the moment one, people get so enthusiastic and they start cheering for the people to just go on and on and on and on. Just people they haven't even met. They love it. It's one of those things. It's so genuine and just kind of spontaneous and real that I think it's one of my favorite events to see. And I've watched the best stand-up comedians in the world. They're all amazing. But in terms of just what I have fun at, puns has got to be at the top of the list. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you put it so well. I mean, obviously, I'm also there, and I am one of the best comedians in the world, so it's really cool.
And one of the most humble.
Yeah, so, you know, you get it all, really. But like Chris said, it's pure joy. It really is. People have so much fun, and it's really charming that a lot of the competitors are not professional performers or comedians. Anyone can compete. So you see sometimes people on stage who are shaking, who are not very comfortable on stage, but really they do it for the love of the pun. And people cheer for them, and it's just this really positive, wonderful experience. We see people coming back. People come and say after the show and say, when's the next one? I have to do the next one. People make friends at the show and come back. There's like a little pun sub-community of people who, you know now each other from being pun enthusiasts. So it's really just a lot of fun, and especially in a world that's always rolling their eyes at puns, it's really lovely to be in a space where we're unironically cheering for puns and for each other. So definitely recommend that you check it out.
Awesome. Again, everybody, it's called Pun DMV on Wednesday, August 14th at the DC Improv, correct?
All right. Correct.
Some capital punishment in the nation's capital. All right. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely.